From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block. Tens of billions of dollars of pirated goods are sold each year in Mexico. That's according to a recent study by the American Chamber of Commerce of Mexico, a group that represents U.S. business interests. The study not only found that fake, copied, and pilfered products are for sale all over the country, but that most Mexicans have few qualms about buying them. And that's what NPR's Jason Beaubien found, too, on the streets of Mexico City.
Pirated goods are everywhere in Mexico City. On the subway, vendors burst into the cars, blaring music from boomboxes that they've specially fitted into backpacks. Every CD is 10 pesos, or roughly 75 U.S. cents. One vendor will be hawking the greatest heavy metal hits of all time. The next is offering flamenco. That could be followed by someone selling a disc of ranchera music. And all the CDs are pirated.
And I scream, like, what I do, like sell the CDs and everything. It's sad, it's only that.
On the train that runs between Centro Medico and downtown, 32-year-old Miguel Angel Teo is selling a CD of love songs. He says this is a good job.
It's like really easy because there's another job outside, like construction or something else. It's usually heavy or it's little money, you know, like cheaper, you know.
The more CDs he sells, the more money he makes. When asked who provides him with the CDs each day, he laughs and says that now I'm asking too many questions. A recent study by the American Chamber of Commerce Mexico estimates that each year Mexicans buy $75 billion worth of pirated goods. This figure is by all accounts huge. Mexico's largest legal source of revenue is petroleum, which generates $25 billion a year. Their $75 billion figure assumes that a pirated DVD that sells on the street in Guadalajara for a dollar is worth its actual retail price of 18 or 20 U.S. dollars. Other studies value the Mexican black market to be somewhat less, from 20 to $50 billion a year. Mike Marhane with the American Chamber of Commerce says whatever the exact number, piracy is a huge problem, and it's spread throughout the whole economy.
Medicines, food, alcoholic beverage, clothing, footwear, accessories, handbags, jewelry, watches, automotive parts, software, video games, you name it.
In downtown Mexico City, men with file folders offer pirated copies of all the most popular computer software. In the market of Tepito, knockoff copies of Tommy Hilfiger, Gap, and other major American clothing brands are available for a fraction of the original's price. Police only tend to raid the Tepito market at night because it's too dangerous for law enforcement officials during the day. Mexico's drug cartels have also taken over certain sectors of the pirated goods market. At one point, there was a rash of fake Johnny Walker red whiskey hitting the shelves. Marhane at the American Chamber says piracy affects all of Mexico. It cuts into government tax revenues, it discourages foreign investment, and it funds organized crime.
So we are dealing with a great problem, an economic and, you know, also a social problem.
And the study from his group found that 88% of Mexicans interviewed had bought at least one item that they knew to be pirated in the last year, and 12% said they bought pirated goods at least once a week. The Mexican government is attempting to crack down on piracy, but state and municipal authorities often look the other way. Marhane is fighting his anti-piracy campaign from the 20th floor of a glass and steel high-rise in Mexico City. It's a modern office building that could just as easily be in San Francisco or Phoenix or New York. In a sign of the omnipresence of his foe, on the sidewalk, right in front of his building, men are selling DVDs of several Hollywood blockbusters that are still in cinemas for less than a dollar apiece. Jason Beaubien, NPR News, Mexico City.